Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. I praise and worship You, Father. I praise You now because I do not have to live according to how I may feel, or just because of what man has said, or in reaction to the hurts of my past. But I can live and be as You have said regarding me. I can be as You designed and intended me. All things are possible through You, Jesus. I can find the meaning of love, acceptance, trust, security, and joy through You. I can find my true identity in You. And I praise You, God, that You have made that possible for me. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. Holy Spirit, search me and help me review my thoughts. Review my words and deeds, Lord. Help me to see anything I have done to contribute to my condition. And please help me to repent, Lord. I want to repent of anything I may have done to send me down a path away from the sexuality you intended for me. I am sorry if I have put before my eyes or ears things that would distract or confuse me from the identity you intended for me. I am sorry for the sin of homosexuality, and I am grateful that I have your forgiveness. Amen. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs, and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words. Jesus, please help me to be exactly the person my God has made me to be. Help me not to fall into the temptation of homosexuality. Help me to truly know that You have not rejected me, and to overcome any feelings of rejection, real or imagined, by others. Help me to forgive those who hurt me, and to ask forgiveness from those I may have hurt. I don't want to be a homosexual, Lord, because that is not Your will according to Your word. I want to find complete fulfillment in You and in being the person You made me to be. Amen. As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself. Lord, thank you for making me whole. Thank you for making it possible for me to know true love. Father, I put my trust in you. I release the guilt of my past to you now. I trust your forgiveness, and I entrust my sexuality to you. I forgive those who have hurt me in my past, and I desire now to be obedient to your word in every manner you intended me to be, according to the gender you chose me to be. I will trust you, Lord. Thank you. I mention all these things now in the name of my Savior, Jesus. Amen. For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Romans chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14, Matthew chapter 19, verse 5, and Psalm 103, verse 12. People refused to know God, so they soon didn't know how to be proper men and women. They were sexually confused so that their shameful passions controlled them. The women gave up natural sexual relations for unnatural relations. The men exchanged normal desire for women for the lust for other men. There was only lust and no love, and they paid dearly for this. They were without God and love, simply godless. But because you are children who obey God, don't go on living the kind of lives you have lived. That is, you live to satisfy your own desires, not God's. But that's because you didn't know any better then. You see, God said, a man will leave his father and mother. He will be united with his wife, and the two of them will become one body. He has taken away from us our sins, as far away as the east is from the west, from the sunrise to the sunset. That's how far he has removed our sins. Part 6, Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because he somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of his love for us, because he knows that when we follow his commands, it results in our own good. And he does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when he welcomed the little children when they came to him, or perhaps sitting at his feet on a hillside as he teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, I will be with you always. May the Lord bless you.
To hear and to know.